Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Charu Suri on the line with me, and she's a jazz composer, a pianist, and a producer. She has some projects on deck, and she's going to share with us about the projects. And guys, listen, this is going to be one of those interviews I need you to pay attention to. So Charu, say hello to the people and let us know about the project that you're working on. You have two new albums coming out?
Yes, I'm so blessed to be working on two new albums, both reflecting my heritage from India.
Yes.
Because I'm a jazz pianist and a composer, but I am known for blending Indian ragas and jazz.
Yeah.
And Indian ragas are Indian modal scales. So I have, you know, I grew up as a concert pianist, so I was, like, very virtuosic on the piano from when I was a very young girl. And I noticed, you know, subsequently when I was doing my compositions, that there weren't that many virtuosic pieces for the piano and other, even orchestra, using the modal scales from the East.
Okay.
It tended to be all Western and, you know, Western music and Western scales. So the albums that are going to come out will showcase ragas in a virtuosic way. And I'm also blending Brazilian music, bossa nova, and ragas in a new album. So I have two exciting new projects that I'm working on with some legendary, truly legendary jazz musicians in the world.
Now, you're known as a piano prodigy. How did you even get introduced to the piano?
So, very interesting story. My father was a record label executive, and he got a job in Africa, actually. And funnily enough, he got a job in Nigeria. I know, no joke there. So, I spent my childhood from the age of 5 in Nigeria for a few years. And in the house that we lived in, because he was the record label executive, that house had a piano in it.
Oh, okay.
And my mom said, you know, I would listen to so many records and vinyl. And my mom said, I took to the piano like a fish took to water.
Okay.
And she just said that it was like so glorious. When I started playing the piano, I would practice like crazy, and I would never stop. So she basically said, of course I have to give her piano lessons. There was no question.
I love it. And now, what's the name of the single?
The single is coming out. It's going to come out on August 7th, and it's called Journey.
Okay.
And it's a journey. It's using one of the Indian ragas, and it features several very famous percussionist, one a multi-Grammy winner and another Grammy nominee on the dulcimer, and it's going to launch in the early August. It's part of a bigger album, but the single is going to launch then.
Now, when you say Indian ragas, what does that mean, us Westerners over here in America who trying to confuse ragas with reggae?
I get asked that a lot. What is the difference between raga and reggae? So raga is like a modal scale. Have you ever heard of the scale C major or G major?
Yes.
Okay, that's a Western scale. That uses all the 12 tones up and all the 12 tones down. A raga doesn't always use 12 tones up and 12 tones down. They're modal scales. So some of the ragas can have 5 tones up and 6 tones down.
Okay.
But they're all very, very special. Each one is unique, and each one is supposed to be played at a certain time of day.
Oh, at a special time of day.
Yes.
That's interesting. Because why is that?
Very interesting. Why is that? And that's a great question, Nigeria. You have to understand the ragas are probably older than any really piece of music or music that we know in existence. They're over 7,000 years old.
Wow.
And I know, they're very ancient. So way back then, they didn't have clocks.
Oh.
So, yeah. So the ragas were really used to to have people's energy levels at different times of day. So I always say, like, the ragas are very healing. The ragas are very anchoring. The ragas are energetic. They can be whatever you want them to be as long as you're playing them correctly and think of the time of day that it was meant to be played.
Right.
So when, and it, so that mindset itself is so different. When you use ragas and jazz, now you're starting to enter a whole different sonic palette. You are starting to enter a whole different energy level than just playing a scale of Western music. Do you understand? It's like so much deeper than that.
Yes, yes, I do. Now, so...
So I'm bringing a different dimension to jazz using drugs.
Now, how did you get introduced to jazz? Like, how did this all mesh together?
Very good question, because I was a classical concert pianist. Now, I went to the amazing city of New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have never been.
But you've heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it. I just never visit.
And New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz.
Yes.
So I went to New Orleans and I fell in love with the culture there. I took in a few concerts given by the amazing Preservation Hall Jazz Band. It changed my life. I still play with the players down there and I have collaborated with them. I knew instantly when I went to New Orleans that I was supposed to do jazz.
Okay.
I just knew. And so I started composing and doing jazz, but then I blended my heritage into jazz.
Yeah.
That's how it all came about.
Man, and you've done a great job. You had a Grammy nomination in the Global Music Album category, a lot of accolades, and definitely introducing us to that sound. Now, being a female, coming from India, playing jazz, infusing ragas in there, are there other artists doing the same thing?
There are other people using ragas. I'm definitely not the only one. But in jazz, it's a rarity. It's not very often that you find a female jazz pianist doing what I'm doing. It's the sounds and the creations that I'm doing are very new, especially jazz. Yesterday, we recorded with the greatest living jazz bassist, Maestro Ron Carter, and he is going to be on my upcoming album.
Wow.
And so I've had the great honor of working with some legends in jazz. And I have to tell you, there are very few female jazz doing that. It's and definitely not, I can't even think of a single one
Right. Doing
like the trio work. So I'd like to say I'm carving and pioneering my own niche.
That's right.
And
come
my
on.
Own sound.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what a lot of people have said. Critics have said that. The audiences have said that. So I feel very blessed to be able to do it. And the Grammy nomination I got was for my album, Cheyenne, in contemporary instrumental in the jazz field. But I was also nominated as a producer in Global Music Album for Sounds of Pumba. So I had two big nominations last year. And I was also a featured artist on a third album that got nominated in children's. So last year was a very blessed year for me to be on three Grammy nominated albums, all of them having Indian flavors and Indian ties.
Right. And also, you're going to be in New York later on this year at Carnegie Hall, right? In November?
Yes. Now, I tour a lot. I had a lot of shows recently. I'm playing in Rochester this weekend. And Carnegie Hall, I will be playing for my sixth time on November 13th. So, Nigeria, I really hope you come out and see us. And all our listeners, I can't wait to see you.
Definitely. We will definitely be in the building on November 13th.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you also teach. You know, I mean, you're like pretty busy.
Yes.
Like, I want to know. How do you just do all that you do? Like, where does your creative inspiration come from for just you and your music aspect? And then I love that you give back and teach and people who want to learn. You just love music that much. It's just music.
Kind of. I've always been kind of like an all or nothing kind of person. And I really do love music. I have my own music academy and I teach piano to kids because, you know, I was taught like way by many extraordinary. And I feel, you know, with the cutting of educational funding, arts funding, the arts do not get the same level of care, especially in the schools. So I started my own music academy, and now I'm not even joking, it's growing in leaps and bounds, and we have so much demand for instruction for children and adults to learn piano the right way.
Right.
And what I mean by right way, I mean like the foundation to learn how to read, to write, how to transpose, how to play all of the beautiful repertoire the right way, with the tense tail and everything. And so I take the teaching and the academy very seriously, and we have recitals, we have fun, they also enter competitions and examinations, but you know, yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about the ragas and ancient time and certain times of the day, but you also use your music for wellness. How does that all coordinate?
Yes, so wellness and music is very interesting because for my album that I got nominated for, it's called Cheyenne, I use all evening ragas to help people sleep better. Now, jazz isn't normally connected to wellness,
right.
But that's the other part of my work that I'm doing to pioneer the crossover, and it's really a non-profit, it's a mindset for wellness jazz, because we need music to heal, we need music to sleep better, we need to reset our body using good energy, positivity, and love, and all of that. The ragas do have immense healing properties.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of the ancients used, they were almost like sonic medicine. I am very drawn to that spiritual and wellness aspect of the ragas, and a lot of my music has been described as very healing, very lyrical, very therapeutic. So that's the crossover aspect that I'm very fascinated by, that I'm doing more work in. Like, I'm collaborating with a lot of yoga and a lot of wellness practitioners have reached out to me to collaborate, start offering my music with dedicated courses to help people lower their stress levels, to get into a frame of mind, to sleep better. You know, there's all sorts of amazing possibilities with the raga.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the second album, you said Bossa Raga.
Bossa.
Bossa.
You've heard of Bossa Nova?
Yes.
Bossa Nova? You've heard of Bossa Nova?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's the Bossa Raga. It's like the like a Bossa Nova, but Brazilian music meets Raga. So it's very different. Not really been done before, but Bossa Raga.
Man, you are definitely creating new avenues in sound.
Exactly. That's definitely uncharted territory, and I'm really excited by the possibilities, because really nobody has really done these kinds of things before, and people are really enjoying them, and I have to say, I'm very excited about the promise and the possibilities of the future.
I salute you for creating a whole new lane and not trying to duplicate or sound like somebody else. But jazz in itself gives you that sort of freedom. So to have that kind of freedom and then engage your Indian roots in there is just, that's just a total freedom. And then being a female, you know, in a male dominated field is just,
oh really, yes,
it's just, yes. It's just terrific. So definitely kudos to you, and all I can say is keep going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, do you think you would come out with an album that's like for a sleep aid?
Cheyenne album was.
Oh, okay.
The Cheyenne album that I got nominated for a Grammy was that.
Okay.
It's not what you would call a sleep aid. It's definitely into classical jazz crossover. But they use all evening ragas to help you heal. And if you listen to it, and it's called Y-A-N. It is so energizing and healing that when people said, when they've listened to it, I have had people who said they haven't slept a wink in like 6 to 8 months, and then they listened to my album and they said they've never had a better night's sleep.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been wonderful. The feedback that I'm getting, that I'm still getting, is just incredible, which shows exactly, if used correctly and taped beautifully for the compositions, these ragas have immense power to heal and to sleep better, as we've discovered with the album that I wrote.
And that is good, because music, it can be used for so many things, but definitely when you just want to relax and, you know, like even with jazz, when you come home and you just want to chill and relax, that's what you're going to listen to. And so
exactly.
To also have it to help you get a good night's sleep, you can't beat it.
See, that's the added bonus.
Right.
This is like an added dimension of the work that I'm doing, that's the healing and wellness component, which you would never really associate with jazz. I mean, that's not something people would say, oh, I went and to a jazz concert and I felt healed. And I'm like, you feel inspired, you feel like, you know, but you would never use the wellness aspect of it. So in that way, this work that I'm doing is definitely different, and I feel like it's breaking new ground, and I'm very excited about it.
I am too. And the single Journey, that's an excellent title, you know, to set it off with just the rest of the projects that you're working on. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So let the people know, you know, how they can get in touch with you on your website or social media and buy.
Absolutely. My website is charusuri.com, charusuri.com. And I'm on social, Charu Suri Music, on X and Instagram and Threads, and Charu Suri Trio, T-R-I-O, on Facebook. And yeah, that's it. It's just, if you Google me, you'll find all these social platforms. And I'm pretty active on them. I'm promoting my shows. I'm engaging with my fans. I want to hear more about them. And I mean, I just honestly welcome all forms of connection. It's wonderful. So definitely reach out in that way.
I love it. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow, prosper, and make new music and produce more children's books and everything that you're doing, your concerts, please reach back out to us. We would love to be one of your media partners.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so lovely of you. I so appreciate your warm and encouraging words, and I can't wait to touch base back with you again, keep you periodically posted.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, Charu, you and the family now.
Awesome. Yay. I feel love. Thank you.
You are love. That's what we do here. We spread love.
Oh.
I'll definitely try to connect with you about Carnegie Hall as well.
Oh, wonderful. It would be an honor to see you there, and I really hope you like the show. We worked very hard at it.
All right, and we'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much, Nigeria, for your time, and thank you, listeners, for listening.
You're more than welcome.